flying buttress is a brace that holds up a weak wall to keep it upright. A lying buttress is a weak argument used to strengthen another weak argument. The lying buttress is commonly encountered in statist arguments used to support various types of state crimes. Authoritarians support mandatory helmet laws by citing the theory that someone who has an accident while not wearing a helmet can require expensive treatment that must be supported by taxpayers, so we must have laws that make everyone wear helmets. But if we had neither helmet laws nor mandatory socialized medicine, we would have a system that had really strong incentives not to get into an accident while not wearing a helmet. If you're stupid or careless enough to crash without proper protection, and you can't afford the medical care, you become eligible for the Darwin Award. That's the way America used to work back before we became a socialist country. We rejected a libertarian solution that had provided one of the best healthcare systems in the world, and adopted an unworkable authoritarian plan, and then tried to shore up the authoritarian plan's weaknesses with ever more authoritarian rackets, which has all made us poorer and sicker. Authoritarians think we need a big border wall so we won't have to put immigrants on welfare. If we didn't think we had to put them on welfare because we didn't have coercive welfare, we wouldn't have to care nearly as much whether they were here or there. If we didn't have a welfare system, we wouldn't find immigrants to be a problem. Authoritarians think we need a census so the Federal Crime Syndicate can fairly distribute the proceeds of its armed robberies. If we didn't have a system based on armed robbery, people could just keep the money they made, and we wouldn't need a census, and we wouldn't need to worry about distributing the proceeds from state-sponsored armed robbery. With all the data processing resources at our disposal today, why do we need all the waste motion of the old-fashioned census when we could just ask the NSA about population statistics and get a more accurate answer? Why are we trying to solve 21st century problems with 18th century technology? If people could just say no to bad deals, the means of making money would be perceived as fair, and it would be a lot closer to absolute fairness than the system we have now. That's the way it worked in the USA before we became a socialist country with the introduction of the income tax, central bank tax, child labor laws, and mandatory socialist indoctrination, otherwise known as public school. We don't tell private criminals it's okay for them to commit armed robbery if they distribute the proceeds fairly. We know they would distribute the proceeds to themselves. By now, we should be able to see that the criminals who tax us distribute the proceeds to themselves as much as they can get away with. Why do we let the criminal statist authoritarians get away with so-called taxation, which is just as much of a crime as a mugging committed by a low-level thug? The state that claims to be protecting us from crime is robbing us, lying to us, and killing us. That's not protection. That's predation. We need methods to protect us from state crimes much more than we need to be protected from freelance criminals. The first step in protecting ourselves from state crimes is to call them what they are. Criminal acts designed to benefit a criminal class. Even if you think it's necessary for us to put up with these crimes, you should be able to discuss status crimes in real terms without resort to state-mandated euphemisms. Don't say taxation. Say armed robbery. Don't say incarceration. Say kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture. Don't say education. Say mandatory authoritarian indoctrination. Authoritarians think we need laws against abortion. They're always worried about not having an adequate supply of cannon fodder and serfs. But authoritarian laws are the chief reason we have so many abortions. The income tax is the worst culprit. The authoritarians want all the members of a family to work at different W-2 jobs in order to maximize tax receipts. Child labor laws discriminate against children by not allowing them to participate in honest commerce. Licenses and permits raise formidable barriers to entry in the workforce. The parents, and especially the fathers, are not allowed to profit from raising children. The children must be turned over to the state at the earliest age possible. Family separation is built right into our legal and social system from the bottom up, in contrast to how the system worked in the 19th century, back when the USA was a great country. The whole legal and social system in the USA today is a patchwork of lying buttresses designed to ensnare us in perpetual servitude. If we just attack one authoritarian program or another authoritarian program, we get ensnared in arguments about whose ox is being gored. If we rise above that and view the system from a higher level, we can see that everyone's ox is getting gored, including the oxen of the people who think they are running the show. Freedom works. slavery sucks.